Hello, everyone, and welcome to Are You Freaking Serious? Well, today is July 6th, 2 days after the celebration in the United States of 4th of July. Now, I kind of wanted to comment on this for quite a while, but I wanted to wait and see what transpired with all the divisiveness in this country, how people would respond to the 4th of July. And of course, I wasn't disappointed because there was a whole lot of people out there that celebrated that day. But there was also a whole lot of people out there that took the position that it was the end of freedom, that with the Roe v. Wade decision, that it was a turning back the clock. And such celebrities as Rob Reiner and Bette Midler and Barbara Streisand, of course, she got in the claim, said that we've now lost our freedom and we shouldn't be celebrating the 4th of July. Well, first of all, they're allowed to have their opinion because this is America. But I would like to take this opportunity to give you all, not just the people in this country who listen to this show, but the hundreds and thousands actually of people from around the world that listen to this show, a little bit of a history lesson. Because I think that a lot of people out there, in fact, the majority of Americans, need to listen to this show today. In fact, Mr. President, President Biden, you need to listen to this show today. Why? Because you're going to learn about what actually happened back several hundred years ago. You see, when the Continental Congress, the Second Continental Congress, met in Philadelphia, they decided that back in June that they were going to come up with a document that was saying to the King of England, King George, what their grievances were. And as a matter of fact, of taking the position of separation from the country. Now, that was a major step. And it was entitled, or I should say, it was entrusted to five men. The guy who was supposed to write it was Thomas Jefferson. Also on the committee was Mr. Livingston and Mr. Sherman, who basically were on the committee in name only. But the other two who had an input into the document was Benjamin Franklin from Philadelphia and John Adams from Boston, Massachusetts. Now, on July 2nd, the document was completed and presented to the Congress, the Second Continental Congress. And they looked at it and they voted on it. And when they voted on it, people will think, well, it was unanimous and everybody was going for it and everybody wanted it. And it was much debated, but it was accepted on July 2nd, 1776. Not on July 4th, but on July 2nd. And as a matter of fact, on that particular day, on July 2nd, a letter was written by John Adams to his wife, Abigail. And he said at that particular point that on this day, the 2nd of July, there will be in the future, there will be celebrations, there will be fireworks, there will be games and sports, there will be pomps and parade, guns and bells and bonfires and illuminations from one end of the continent to the other on July 2nd. That's what he said. You see, on July 2nd, it was accepted, but it wasn't signed. Well, was it signed on July 4th? No, it wasn't. On July 4th, it was, as I said, it was accepted on July 4th. It was presented on July 2nd. But on July 4th, it was accepted. Well, obviously, everyone accepted it, correct? No, they didn't. There were 9 states that accepted it. But Pennsylvania and South Carolina, they voted no. Delaware voted undecided. And New York abstained. There was still a lot of questions, and those questions got sorted out by the legislatures in those states so that when gentlemen were returning back and forth to Philadelphia, the document finally got signed. Not signed on July 4th, but the signing started basically on August 2nd. The first signee was John Hancock, who at the time was president of the Continental Congress. If you take a look at that Declaration of Independence, you will see the signature is very large. John Hancock wrote it so large, and his comment was, "This is so the king can see it without his glasses." Kind of a little shot at the royalty in England. Okay, so did they all sign on August 2nd? No, several of them signed many days, weeks, and a month later. It got signed over a period of time. Now, most people, if you ask them, they will say, yes, of course the Founding Fathers signed it, all the Founding Fathers. Well, you'd be wrong also. Did George Washington sign the Declaration of Independence? No, he did not. He was a delegate, but he did not sign it. How about Alexander Hamilton? Great name, first Secretary of the Treasury, but did he sign it? No, he wasn't there. He was with the Continental Army. How about James Madison, the man who would eventually be the fourth president of the United States, from Virginia, revered, well-known, but he wasn't there either. So there's a lot of misconceptions about the Declaration of Independence. But what I find is fascinating, as I said about Barbara Streisand and Rob Reiner and Bette Midler and these particular people who have no knowledge of history, obviously, and they just kind of talk out of their heads and out of their ears and out of their other parts of their anatomy. And I have to say, are you freaking serious, folks? Get the facts before you start to open your mouth. But when you take a look at this, the Declaration of Independence was not the Constitution. A lot of people get that, well, they get a little confused on that. The Constitution didn't come till 11 years later, in 1787. We're talking about 1776. So what was the Declaration of Independence? It was just that. It was the Declaration of Independence, being independent from the mother country. Now, what basically was in it? And it's pretty simple, because if you're going to trash it, if you're going to look back 2 days ago and you're going to trash the celebration, understand what you're trashing. You're not going after the Constitution. You're going after our right for what it said was the unalienable right. We have certain unalienable rights, and the least of which, and they are created, unalienable rights, which should never be violated, which is the duty of the government to protect. And the rights include the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I want to clarify something. The Founding Fathers didn't say you were guaranteed to be happy. You weren't guaranteed to be successful, but you had the right to pursue that happiness, which is why millions of people, even to this day, want to come to the United States. The freedom to be successful, the freedom to pursue happiness. It's not guaranteed. But when a government fails to protect those rights, what Jefferson said in this document, agreed to by Franklin and Adams, and I'm sure by Sherman and Livingston, but when a government fails to protect those rights, it's not only the right, but the duty of the people to overthrow that government. And in its place, the people should establish a government that's designed to protect those rights. Now, rarely are governments overthrown, not in this country. They're not overthrown for trivial reasons. But in that particular instance, they were designating and elaborating and enumerating in that document all of the various abuses that the government, the monarchy of England, had been thrusting on the Continentals. That's what that document was all about. Unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, we can all disagree on what those things are, but it just kind of makes me all of a sudden sad, because when these people, whether they're politicians, whether they're celebrities, whether they're the guy next door, is starting to rag on the 4th of July celebration, and they get confused, they think they're talking about, well, we're talking Roe v. Wade, so you're talking the Constitution. We can debate the Constitution. So if I was to get rid of the 4th of July, if I was to get rid of the Declaration, are you telling me that you still would like to be, well, let's see, a colony under the umbrella of England? Is that what you're telling me? Get your facts right, folks. Get your positions with facts. Opinions, I've always told my friends, my students, my family, my kids, you're never wrong with your opinion. Opinions are yours. But if those opinions are based on erroneous facts, then that's what we need to straighten out. And these people are not talking about the Declaration of Independence. They're talking about something else. So next year, I hope, having listened to this show, since we're archived a few times, that they can kind of get it straight. And they'll know and maybe can participate in the celebration. The celebration of the pursuit of happiness, life, and liberty. And I'd have to say to that, no, I am very freaking serious. Until next time, I'm Bill Tatro. Happy 4th of July.